Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Seven.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. This is the last week of fall. Winter begins next Sunday. But I think for most of us, we've seen winter. And, I think it's going to be a long one. So if we can help you to prepare for it, or with your holiday shopping, with your decorating, selecting a right plant, or a good book for a gardener. Now, I write a weekly email newsletter, and in this week's, for Thursday, the newsletter, I am putting a list of the top 12 hanging plants that you can buy as a Christmas present. They're easy to handle. It has a hook on it so that you can carry it easy. Not going to deal with big floor plants just yet, but we're choosing the best 12 hanging plants. Some have flowers. Some are just for foliage. And I'm also putting together a list of my favorite gardening books. And some of them are for vegetables, flowers, perennials, fruit trees and berries. And we've added 3 books on cooking vegetables. One on root vegetables, one on your cold weather crops, and then another great recipe book on making soups from the vegetables that come out of your garden. So if you'd like to receive that list, you need to sign up for the email newsletter that comes out every single Thursday. Just go to paulparent.com, click on email newsletter, and then put in your email address, and on Thursday, you'll get the list and how to take care of 12 different tropical hanging plants and about 15 gardening books in all topics, some about a Japanese garden. If you have a dry soil, if you have a shaded garden, a good perennial book, a good annual book, and then my favorite is a book about trees and shrubs written by Michael Durr. And this is a big book. It must have over 1,000 pictures with the names and how to grow them. It is absolutely fantastic. And it was voted the best gardening book for the year 2014. Michael Durr is a college professor, and his students have helped him with the pictures. and some of the information. So it's a great book. It's easy to understand, easy reading, and will give you a lot of great ideas for your home and perfect for the gardener. And all these books can be ordered online or found at like a Barnes & Noble's or some type of a book dealer. Books a Million, they will have it also. But you need to go to paulparent.com, click on email newsletter, put in your email address, submit it, and then this Thursday you will receive it, and you will receive a newsletter every single Thursday all year long. And while you're there, take a look at our wreaths and our centerpieces. We just received 50 beautiful wreaths, freshly made on Wednesday. So, boy, the smell is incredible. We'll get them out on Monday and Tuesday so that they can be received in time for Christmas. Centerpieces are being made today, and they'll all be shipped on Monday and Tuesday. So go to the website, and we'll help solve some of the shopping that you have to do. Now, if you need some help, the number here is 855-660-4261. Give us a call. Talk with Daniel. He'll get you set up, and we'll answer your question. Now, if you need a lot of help, you have a new home, or you just don't know what to do with what you have, you can sign up for a garden consultation. And what we're doing this year, excuse me, that I think will help you a great deal. If you purchase a garden consultation, we will send you a garden journal, a 3-year garden journal that you can give to your loved one. And then when spring gets here, we'll set a date. I'll come to your home. We'll spend 3 hours talking about your property, looking at it, and helping you to make changes to make it easier for you to enjoy. So if you'd like to get some information, go to the website. You can give me a call after 10, and the phone number is 207-985-6972. For the consultation or for the REITs, or if you just want to buy the garden journal. Shopping can be easy for your favorite gardener. Now, if you're still decorating for your home and you're bringing in fresh greens, take the fresh greens, put them out in the sun. And your temperatures should be about 40. If your temperatures are below 40, put them in your garage where it's going to be a little bit warmer than outside. Spray them with either wilt proof or wilt stop. Spray both sides of the greens. Let them air dry and then bring them in. And the anti-desiccant will plug up all of the pores in your plant, and they'll stay green and fresh a lot longer. It's a great product. And if you've planted some new evergreens, and again, you need to be at least 40 degrees, things like azaleas, rhododendron, boxwood, holly, ilex, anything with a broad leaf, use the anti-desiccant on it, and it will keep the leaves from dehydrating. if you have a blue or a pink hydrangea in the ball shape. Spray the branches with the wilt proof or wilt stop. Remove the flower so that the snow doesn't damage the plant. If you have brand new roses or a big rose garden, spray your rose plants with the wilt proof or wilt stop. It will seal the branches. It will help to eliminate a lot of winter damage, especially if we don't have a lot of snow cover and cold temperatures. It really does protect them, and it works great. Now, the other thing that you should be doing, it's been cold, a lot of you have snow, and the deer are beginning to look for food. And if you have used arborvitae or holly, they love it. Bonide makes a product called Repels All. If you get temperature near 40, apply it to the foliage, and it will keep the deer away. But you need to do it as soon as possible to train them to stay out.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Hi, this is Paul Parent. Join us on the legendary Blue Danube this summer, July 27th to August 7th. 7 nights aboard the Avalon Visionary from Nuremberg to Budapest. Ship aboard accommodations, meals, guided sightseeing, wine, beer, and shipboard dinners. For more information, call Largay Travel at 1-800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481.
I am pleased to announce our new collection of holiday wreaths and centerpieces. All wreaths are double-sided with fresh balsam fir and measure 20 to 22 inches across. The wreaths will fit perfect on your front door or on the door of your friends or children. This is a perfect present for your children or friends who have moved out of New England and have forgotten the fragrance of Maine. So go to paulparent.com to view and order the wreaths or the centerpieces. Or you can call 207-985-6972. My son Patrick is a Massachusetts nurseryman, and Jason is a Maine master floral designer who is ranked number 2 in the state of Maine for design. Quality is our goal. See it all at www.paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's paulparent.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll free, 855-660-4261. One of the greatest and longest lasting winter flowering plants is called the Kalanchoe or the Kalancho. And it has leaves about 2 inches in length and width. Looks like a sedum that you would have, a tall-growing, fall-flowering sedum that you would have in your perennial garden. And it produces clusters of red, orange, yellow, and pink flowers. And the cluster is about 2 inches, sometimes even 3 inches in diameter. And it blooms starting now, right up until April and May. And it is a very easy to take care of plant. And you can buy them in a 4-inch or a 6-inch pot. And it is a plant that will take a cool house. It will love a hot house, but on the cool side, you know, 60, 65, near a window, it will flower nonstop all winter long. You just cut off the dead blooms, and new ones continue to come, and it will bloom right up until springtime. So it's a good plant for somebody who is just learning. If you don't want to give a poinsettia, this is a good plant. Another good plant is an orchid. Now, the best of the orchids and the easiest, if it's the first time for you, is the Phalaenopsis orchid. And it has kind of a rounded petal. And it will be, the foliage looks like a strap, like most of your orchids. A tall stem, anywhere from 12 to 18 inches in height, and the tip of the tall stem will have anywhere from 10 to 15 flower buds. And the flowers will get to be about 3 inches in diameter. So when you choose one from a greenhouse, make sure that all the buds are green. If you see some that are brown, that means they got chill, and you don't want to take it. And some of the box stores, some of the home improvement stores have them, and they've been chilled, and the buds have turned brown, and they'll never open. And also, some of the big box stores, it just turns my stomach when I see it. They've added dye to the plant, and they've made the flowers blue or red or all kinds of crazy colors, like they've done with the poinsettia. And the one poinsettia I want you to stay away from, and Daniel and I have been talking during the break about it, is if you see a poinsettia that's blue, it was spray painted blue. And then on top of that, they spray paint, not spray paint, they spray a glue on the flower and they add glitter to it. Now, the blue coloration is blocking the sunlight from hitting that bract, and it's unable to make the energy to keep it alive. And so is the glitter. So if you want your poinsettia to live for a long time, and that way you can enjoy it all winter long, stick with the red, the white, the pink, the multicolors, and stay away from the plants that have been spray painted blue and have added glisten to it. Glitter does not do the plant any good with glue and paint. It will not last.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Reader's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com. Like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing
structures. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next? Daniel, who's up next?
Oh, sorry about that. Next up, we've got Dottie from Massachusetts.
I hope it's me.
Yeah, there she is. She's got a question about orchids.
Hey, Dottie, good morning and happy holidays to you.
Well, Paul, thank you. Same to you. My first question is, I believe it's a miniature hibiscus. It was given to me way back about a year ago. I was able to enjoy it with double beautiful blooms. Now, for the last 6 months, it's the leaves are droopy. They get yellow. They drop off. I thought it needed repotting, so that's what I did. And when I took it out, the soil was so packed, and the roots, whatever. I didn't want to disturb them. I just took a pencil and poked holes and put it in new soil. and it's still doing the same thing, drooping,
okay,
dropping leaves.
How much sunshine are you giving it?
Well, whatever the window, whatever we're getting, but I wouldn't say too much, but maybe it's too cold because I don't keep my house that warm because I don't like it warm. But I
right.
put it in the bathroom thinking that might be the problem, and it still isn't doing well there either.
Okay. A hibiscus is a tropical plant, and for it to continue to bloom during the winter, which it will, it needs to be in a south facing window. And
mm-hmm.
what I've always done with my orchids and with a hibiscus and an angel's trumpet that I brought in is I took like a TV dinner tray. If you're watching TV, you have a little tray you can put your meal on. And
right.
I put that near the window, but back like a foot. And that way it wasn't getting a draft. And
oh,
that seemed to work very well. Now, the other thing is, hibiscus love to be fed. And if you can feed them every single time you water the plant, you're going to see that the foliage will get greener, the yellow will go away, the wilting will stop, but before you water, take your index finger, push it into the soil. If it feels moist, leave it alone so it does not like wet feet.
Well, I have done that. I poked down there, and it when it seems like it needs a drink, I give it a drink. But
okay.
Oh, I have another one, a tree one. I had two of them. This is my third one. And that one got so bad. This is a miniature one. It's got the twisted roots, you know, the
right.
stems, rather. And
right,
I
braided,
don't
almost.
Want... I don't like throwing anything away, so I tried to do all I could do with it, and I finally had to give up because it just completely disappeared with leaves. I did not do all this food feeding, but I have that down cellar. I won't throw it away. I said, I have to ask Paul. I thought maybe it has to go dormant for the winter.
No, it's not a plant that can go dormant for the winter.
Oh, so I throw that away?
Put it
no, the
near.
No, the one I'm saying that's in the basement, not my one I have in the bathroom.
Okay.
But I
well,
didn't
the
throw
one,
the other one away. I just kept
okay.
it.
Okay. What I want you to do is go down cellar, look at the branches, and if as long
they're
as
dead.
They're not, oh, they're all dead?
Yeah.
They just toss it away.
Yeah, okay. I didn't want to do that until I got your answer.
Yeah.
So
just keep it in a sunny window. Feed every time you water.
Okay.
And spin the plant. But as I said, if you put it right on the window sill, it's cold. So
right.
I just use these little TV tray tables.
Mm-hmm.
I put it in front of the window. It gets it a good foot away from it, and it seems to work a lot better for me.
Okay. The other question, Paul, is my orchid. I've had that since last August, and it's beautiful leaves, four big beautiful leaves, but shows no roots. It's just about, you know, in the soil or whatever that is, and it just flops around. So I took it out. There's nothing. There's just like a little black stump.
Okay.
Shows no.
So there's
roots
no
at all.
no real roots at all.
Nothing
okay.
at all.
Yeah. When you first buy an orchid, they're grown in Florida or in a warm climate state. And what they do is they grow them in bark. So it's like little chunks of bark about the size of a quarter.
Right. Right.
So what I want you to do is to buy some potting soil. And you can buy like a 5-pound bag of potting soil. And I want you pull the plant out of the pot, mix 50% of the bark and 50% potting soil, and then repot it.
Okay.
I've done that. Yeah,
you can put them right that it was in.
You can put it in the same pot, or you can put it in the pot a little bit larger.
I already did that because I heard you say that last week. I think it was last week. So how long do I wait now?
Well, I mean, if you've repotted it, then I would
see it. I just did it, yeah, because somebody called in, I guess, about an orchid a week or so ago. But mine, I thought, was hopeless because it's just a stump.
No, if you give it some time, give it plenty of sun. See, orchids during the summer need to be in the shade. In the winter, they need to be in the sun.
Correct.
So from September until May. So September, October, November, December, January, February, March, and April. In a full sun window. And then in May, bring it outside, put it in the shade, and it will do wonderful outside.
Really?
And what happens with orchids? An orchid can be forced to come into bloom at any time of the year. And what happens is the orchid grower will say, okay, I need some for Christmas. So they will force them to bloom at Christmas. You enjoy them. They'll probably bloom for about 3 months. Then they rest. They gather energy. And a year later, at Christmas, it will bloom all over again. If you get it at Easter, it will bloom the following year during Easter. So it depends on when the grower initiates the blooming cycle on that plant, and it will repeat it forever at that time of the year.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Never knew that. Of course, I don't know that. You're fantastic. Sunday mornings, I look for you.
Are you drinking
coffee like myself?
I'm drinking lots of coffee.
Well, I guess that gives me something to do and some hope, because I do not like to throw them away. If I see somebody with a plant on the sidewalk, I stop and pick it up and try to revive it.
I wanted to tell you, I got my start gardening. I was on my way to school. It was Friday. It was trash day. And about a block from the school where we walked, there was a snake plant that had been thrown in the dump. And I pulled about 3/4 of it out of the trash can, shook off the soil, wrapped it in some paper from my tablet, and put it in my backpack. Took it to school. After school, came home and gave it to my mother. She repotted it, and it just took off. And we had that plant for probably 30 years. And here's the plant that I pulled out of the trash. So I know exactly how you feel that you want to keep your plants as long as possible.
I know. Like I say, I have the hibiscus down, the other one, the tall one, down in the basement. I said, well, one of these days, I've tried calling, but you're hard to reach. But this morning, I was very lucky. I think that was my Christmas present to me from you. I got
well,
on
you,
real soon. But I
you have a real nice Christmas.
I will do that, Paul, and as well to you, too.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. You're listening to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. If we can help you, give us a call. And if you would like to order a wreath or a centerpiece, call after 10. We are sending all, everything in New England is going out two-day priority mail. So if you call, if you email, if you order online, and you just go to paulparent.com, it will be made today, shipped out Monday, and in New England, be received on Wednesday. Out of New England, it goes by UPS, and for example, if we ship Monday to Florida, they'll get it by Friday. If we ship it to California, they'll get it by next Monday or Tuesday at the latest. But call as soon as you can, or email, or order online. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Dee from Maine. She has questions about houseplants and forested gardens.
Okay, Dee, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Hi.
Hi, how are you this morning?
I'm wonderful. How about you?
Hey, just getting going.
Yes.
You were talking about houseplants and different houseplants to come. One that I adopted a couple of years ago, and I never hear anybody talk about them, and I've never had any of my friends have them, is crown of thorns. And I'm surprised that more people don't have them because they never stop blooming. I've had mine 2.5 years, and it never stopped blooming. And they're so easy.
They really are easy. Why don't you hold on a second? We're coming up on a break. When we come back, we'll come right back to you, and you're right. Crown of thorns, red, pink, white, or yellow flowers. It's an upright growing plant, and as she says, it doesn't stop blooming.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
I am pleased to announce our new collection of holiday wreaths and centerpieces. All wreaths are double-sided with fresh balsam fir and measure 20 to 22 inches across. The wreaths will fit perfect on your front door or on the door of your friends or children. This is a perfect present for your children or friends who have moved out of New England and have forgotten the fragrance of Maine. So go to paulparent.com to view and order the wreaths or the centerpieces. Or you can call 207-985-6972. My son Patrick is a Massachusetts nurseryman, and Jason is a Maine master floral designer who is ranked number 2 in the state of Maine for design. Quality is our goal. See it all at www.paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's paulparent.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
1 out of 3 young adults and 1 out of 2 recent college graduates are underemployed.
Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking about a great gift plant. And if you've got a warm house, lots of light, and you like cactus, this is called the Crown of Thorns. Could you tell our listeners about your particular plant?
Well, how I ended up with them is that I always look at the plants at stores, if I'm going to get any or not. And I was at a store, and this woman who takes care of the plant had a whole bunch of them in a cart, and she was taking them out back to throw them out because nobody bought them. And she ended up giving me a bunch of them, and I passed them out to family and friends, and I didn't know anything about them. I just knew it was a cactus, and I just potted them and let them go, and they've gotten bushy and tall, and to propagate them is real easy. There's no problem at all. Mine are all the pink, and I'm just so surprised that, you know, I never hear of anybody having them.
Yeah, it's a great plant. It's got nice big thorns so that if you have a problem with a cat eating some of your plants, believe me, he won't touch this particular one.
Well, but, I repot these and stuff by using a pair of tongs.
Yes, because yeah. They are very, very sharp. But
yep.
It's a great, yep. It really is a great present. And as you said, they bloom nonstop. And they love the sun, so it's a good plant. If you've got a really warm house, lots of sun, this is a good plant for you. Now, what was the second question?
Now, I had talked to you before. I'm doing a woodland garden, this new place that I moved, and I'm making all kinds of rock walls and stuff. But as I started digging, The dirt is, I think at one time there must have been a fire at this place in the woods. The trees have grown up, you know, probably 60, 50, 60, 70 feet. So that's, you know, how long ago. It was an old farmhouse.
Right.
But the dirt is really, really poor. And as it turns out, as I started digging, it's great big clumps of old roots, you know, tap roots. And it's almost like clay, but it's not. And I'm digging it all up. What I want to know, and I mean, I'm having to dig all the land up piece by piece because this stuff is on top of it. It's how to start rebuilding, because I'll be doing a lot of ferns, and I love moss, and all different kinds of moss and ferns and astilbe and stuff like that. So I know a lot of, you know, manure, but it's
right.
something else, you know, like soil or anything like that, to start building it up piece by piece.
I'll tell you that if you look around, go to your local nursery, go to feed and grain stores, and see if you can buy compost by the yard and plant in compost. And all of your wildflowers like a really rich soil. I transplanted in my backyard. We have a lot of big, tall pines and oaks. And we probably have a couple hundred lady slippers that will come up.
Yeah, and everybody
and everybody said they don't transplant well. Well, I dug a hole about a foot deep, a foot across, filled it with well-aged compost, dug them just before the flowers came up, planted them in there, and really pampered them for a whole year, and now they're all together in a big grouping, and when they're in bloom, it is spectacular.
Oh, I bet it is.
And so that you can buy compost, you can make your own compost pile, you know, with your dead tomato plants and leaves and pine needles and grass clippings.
Well, I'm out in the country, out in the woods, and usually you can find somebody with cows or something, and I have asked everybody around here, because I don't know anybody, I've just asked people where anybody has cows, and there's no cows around here, and I mean, it's in the woods, it's in the, you know, rural area, so there's no cows, so I guess I'm going to have to, you know, buy it.
Right. You'll just have to go to a feed and grain store. And I'm sure that a feed and grain store, just look it up in your telephone book under feed and grain, and they can give you plenty of names so that you can get fresh manure or aged.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.